The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Would You Rather Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to some Would You Rathers coming up. We'll also talk to Terp, get back into the Celtics. We talked a lot about the C's early on in the show. That comes your way 15 minutes from now.
All right.
Justin Turpin, WEEI.com, every Wednesday on a Celtics Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe.
He's in Brooklyn right now, right?
Yeah, or is he driving?
He's currently on the train.
Oh, train?
I don't know if he was having like a $20 coffee and like a... some avocado toast down there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, that sounds like Terp.
Just living it up in that's all you get in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah,
those are your only choices.
Just hipstering his way around.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I saw
a little hacky sack.
Actually, I saw a podcast that he did with Mego, and he might have been breaking out his little hipster glasses there.
The glasses is and no hat Terp.
I don't like
time.
It. Yeah, it's not my Terp.
Take a look. It was on the EI timeline. I saw that.
Nope.
It's like the opposite of Superman.
Yeah. Right.
He turns into Clark Kent.
Yeah. I don't care for that. Yeah, he goes on the road. He's like, let me put on my Clark Kent. I don't care for that.
That's what Michael Winslow used to do. And so, Terp, we'll be talking to him. Yeah, he's probably channeling his inner hipster. Jerod Mayo is speaking now.
Yeah.
He just touched on something we were
it
just
literally answered the question we were talking about.
We said who deserves the most credit for Drake May. Now, I do think he did it a little differently than we did.
No, he didn't.
He said there's no one in this organization who deserves more credit for Drake May's development than Alex Van Pelt.
Yeah.
Now, we both said...
Yeah, Drake May, probably.
But if we're taking Drake May off the board...
Yeah, I would agree with him.
It's Alex Van Pelt. I would agree with that. It's just how much development did Drake May need might be a secondary question. And would we have seen the same Drake May if we played week one?
Yeah, we would have.
Versus being dropped in week six.
Right. You guys actually kind of slow played Drake May.
Yeah,
you guys, but I mean, better late than never.
Yes, I do agree with
that. They didn't wait. We didn't have to watch 17 games of Jacoby Brissett until they were like, all right, now he's ready to go.
He shouted out Alex Van Pelt for the Drake May development. He also, I don't want to say took a shot at his scheme, but I found this to be amusing.
Oh, boy.
He said, huge shout out Sean McVay and his staff. That scheme is hard to defend. Now, it's complimenting the opponent on the other side. We know McVay has a good offensive system,
yeah,
but I do kind
of
wonder.
That's sort of a
I kind of wonder if he's like, that's what an offense looks like.
That's not as much of a shot.
What a real offense looks like.
No, you're reading too much into it. Whereas Belichick yesterday saying that Drake Mays looked good when he's like ran around and like that kind of thing, being like, not the plays that are called, but like off script, he's good. That's more of a shot at the play calling.
It's just, wow, that's what an NFL, that's what a modern day offense looks like. Not this AVP trash.
It'd be nice to have one of those.
So we'll monitor what Jerod Mayo is saying here on a Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keith. Speaking of Would You Rathers, what do we have today, Billy?
Up first, would you rather the Red Sox sign Juan Soto while the Patriots make the playoffs?
Oof. This was part of our classic game yesterday, What's More Likely?
Yeah, we asked what was more likely yesterday. Today it's Would You Rather.
So here's how I would do it.
I'm answering it the same way, Soto.
Soto. Because ideally you get Soto for 13 years. It's also a sign that things might be changing with the Red Sox.
Yeah.
They're really going all in. It is buzz for multiple seasons if you get a guy like Juan Soto. On top of taking him away from the Yankees, that's just sort of like an added bonus. But putting him on the Red Sox, that means they mean business. Whereas if the Patriots make the playoffs, it would be insane. It would be a miraculous turnaround and be a hell of a story. I also feel like they'd get waxed in the first round by Buffalo or Baltimore or
exactly.
Whatever. But that would be great. But this is such a long-term play to have Juan Soto.
And the Patriots need more, obviously, but they already have their turnaround player. The Red Sox need a turnaround player, right? And so Juan Soto would be that. I'd answer it the same way. What's more likely?
Yeah.
That was yesterday. Would I rather? I'd rather have Juan Soto on the Red Sox than the Patriots making the playoffs this year. Because you're right. Even if they somehow figured out how to get in the playoffs, they won't.
Mm-hmm.
But even if they did, what are they going to do once they get there? They're going to get, you know,
2001
blown
Patriots.
Out. Yeah, exactly.
No, 2021. Yeah. 01 Patriots actually did quite well, and they won all their games but in the playoffs.
If
but
Juan Soto's on the Red Sox, maybe they're a playoff team. Maybe they're in the World Series like the Yankees were a year ago. So, yeah, I would rather Juan Soto.
All right, would you rather Jerod Mayo and Drake May or Deion and Shedeur Sanders?
I'm going to take Mayo and Drake May. And I think Drake May, we've already seen five games of it, but even projecting forward, I think is a better NFL quarterback than Shedeur Sanders is going to be. And that's kind of how I break the tie. I think Mayo still very much up in the air if he's going to be a good head coach or not. If I had to guess yes or no right now, I'd say no. But I'm not ruling out that he could be a good head coach. And then Deion Sanders, I think, is such a wild card. I don't know if he goes anywhere in the NFL and is there for a long time. I love Deion Sanders, the player, as like a kid, but now as a coach, the stuff about like banning certain media members from the press conferences and like nonsense like that, that might have a very short shelf life. So if I had to pick one pairing, it'd be the one here in New England.
So I'm with you. I would rather have Jerod Mayo and Drake May, but that's entirely about Drake May. It's nothing about Jerod Mayo. That is just, would I rather have Drake May or Shedeur? I'd rather have Drake May. I know what he is. I like Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
I like him and Cam Ward in this draft, but I don't like either as much as Drake May.
Right.
And so that's how I would answer that. If you just took it out and it was the coach,
whew.
if it's Jerod May or Deion Sanders, how would you answer it?
Is it the Patriots or is it?
Sure. Any NFL team, but if you want to make it the Patriots, go for it. It's Deion. I would rather Deion than Jerod.
I don't know. I mean, I think one of the allures of Deion, I think he's going to be a better college coach than he will be a pro, even if he takes, maybe he goes college, pro, back to college, something like that, just because I know NIL is a big factor, but just like the recruiting aspect of it.
I was going to say, is he a good coach or is he a good recruiter?
Yeah, he might be John Calipari.
Yeah, in college, to me, it's largely the same thing, but let me flip that back around. Is Jerod Mayo a good coach?
No, we don't know yet.
Does he look like a good coach?
No.
Okay.
No.
So like, okay, fine. Neither one's a good coach. Who has more personality and has the opportunity to even attract players in free agency?
Yeah, I guess maybe he
Deion.
Could do that.
Deion. Yeah. I bet guys want to play for him. I have no idea. Outside of week one against Cincinnati, I have no idea if guys want to play for Jerod.
I don't think anybody. No, but like a free agent. They might meet him and like him.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody's like, it would be cool to play for Jerod Mayo. Like, you hear now, guys.
I don't think the guys here want to play for him that much.
No, not necessarily.
They haven't totally tuned him out, but I don't think they're running through a wall like they were week one.
Chooks Okorafor wanted to play. Oh, no, he left
the
team.
Nah, he
left the team.
He's out of here. What else, Billy?
Would you rather eat apple pie or pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie, not even close.
Wow.
I don't care. I like apples. I'll eat an apple. It's nature's toothbrush. I like an apple. I like all kinds.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's apples.
Uh-huh.
Honeycrisp. I like Granny
Smith. You don't like Granny Smith, I think.
No, I don't love Granny Smith, but I'll eat one.
I like a Granny Smith.
If there was a bowl of Granny Smith apples down the hallway, I'd have a Granny Smith apple.
Nice.
But we don't have that.
Nope.
We don't have a lot of things. No. But
just D'Angelo's every Tuesday.
That's true.
Other than that, really nothing.
If a big apple orchard wants to sponsor Wednesdays, we could eat apples.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
But I don't like apple pie at all. I don't like warm apple
pie.
And why don't you give me a look?
Here's what I would give you.
Tried to have sex with an apple pie, if that's what you're looking
at. That was not my look, but good
point. Pumpkin pie is good. I like pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie is consistent. Here's what I will say.
No.
I would rather have apple pie, because when you get good apple pie, it's better than pumpkin pie. But there are some crummy apple pies.
I bet.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
You can get a bad apple pie. I think pumpkin pie, you know what you're getting. You're signed up for it. It's the same just about every single time. So it's predictable. And it's good. I don't dislike pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
But good apple pie, hands down, better than pumpkin pie.
Mm.
Good apple pie, but you can get a crummy one.
Do you like warm apple pie or do you like?
I prefer it warmed with the ice cream on it.
A la mode.
Yeah, and then the ice cream melts a little
bit. I realized I like everything a la mode.
Yeah, yeah, same.
Just ice cream on the side.
Can you put ice cream on pumpkin? I mean, you can, but
you can do anything you want.
Is it typically, it's typically whipped cream, though, right?
I think it's more served with whipped cream.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
if you want to get nuts and somebody has apple pie with ice cream and you're sitting there with a slice of pumpkin pie, there's nothing stopping you from throwing a scoop of ice cream on the side of it.
Not to spoil our Thanksgiving tiers coming up in a couple of weeks, Keith.
Yeah, yeah.
But the beauty of Thanksgiving, you can get a slice of both.
You could, yeah.
I guess like
there's no reason to say no on Thanksgiving.
But I'm going
to
eat the apple pie first.
Yeah, not me.
Okay.
Not me. Billy, you want to break the tie on that?
Yeah.
Going with pumpkin.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going with pumpkin.
Wow,
that was a genuine Sophie's choice.
No,
I would inhale both of them. If you put the one in front of me, I would absolutely inhale both of them.
But right, but which one first?
But I think I'm going with the pumpkin pie.
Okay, I've been downvoted.
He was like so bad that we made him ask.
Right. Tough concession.
I don't want to have to.
I don't want to upset the pumpkin pie. I don't want to upset the pie audience. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, it's true.
I get it.
The world's divided, all right? Yeah. I don't want to add to it by picking the wrong pie.
It's a good point.
That's fair.
It's already brother against brother out there. It's true.
People hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig?
I mean, for me, well, we had a monkey story yesterday, Jones. We had a monkey madness yesterday.
Yeah.
Go. I would actually like both, but if I had to pick one,
it's like apple and pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I'd have both in a la mode. I'd have monkey a la mode. I'd have mini pig a la mode. I would have a pet monkey. I think they'd be incredible. Now, the sad reality is these monkeys probably aren't supposed to be pets. I was in one vacation that we took years ago. There's like a guy on the street.
Sri Lanka?
I was in Sri
Neverland
Lanka.
Ranch.
I was in Neverland Ranch, and a guy had a monkey.
I met a similar species on assignment in Sri Lanka.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
And there's like a guy taking pictures and doing stuff, and he's got like a monkey on his shoulder. You're like, oh, that's cute. He's got a pet monkey.
Charged you?
No. Apparently, they like steal these monkeys from their moms when they're like babies, and it's like very inhumane. They're really not supposed to be overall pets.
Uh-huh.
But if you ever seen the movie Aladdin...
Yeah.
He had a pet monkey, and he seemed pretty happy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of eating apples.
He was awesome.
Apu was crushing apples.
They're very smart, too.
Yeah, he's a criminal, though.
He had
Both
to be.
Yeah.
Survivor. I would call
survivor.
Him more, more survivor than criminal.
Yeah, street rat's got to be an outdated term by now. That's got to be.
Actually, would you watch Aladdin now? Do you watch Aladdin ever at home?
The cartoon?
Yeah, the movie.
Well, haven't they done a remake with Will Smith?
They did a live action. I'm saying if you watch the animated Aladdin, which happens to be my favorite Disney movie, at the beginning of it on Disney Plus, there's a 30-second like written warning about how offensive some of the depictions are.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, but we've decided to keep it intact for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And like CeCe's like, why aren't we going? Like, what is this? Because it's like no 4-year-old or 5-year-old can read this whole paragraph that's on the screen, but there's like a little countdown, and then the movie starts, and it's
Meanwhile, she's
like the anti-piracy warning. You're 6-year-old neighbor.
Meanwhile, she's at daycare calling people street rats.
Yeah, and I'm like, don't turn around. She's like, there's a whole song about it. What are you talking about? So I would go with the monkey. Although,
is that your answer? Okay,
I'm not anti-mini pig.
Well, let me bring it full circle.
Okay.
We were talking about Brooklyn earlier. My wife, her very good friends, they live in Carroll Gardens in Brooklyn. They had two potbelly pigs.
Potbelly pigs get big, though, right?
It's a real Brooklyn thing to do.
But don't they get to be like 100 pounds, the potbelly pigs?
I don't believe they were that large.
Mini pigs.
See, that's the scary part. Is like you think you're getting
a
teacup pig.
So maybe by getting the maybe were they not potbelly pigs? They were pigs.
Dude,
maybe I don't know what kind of pigs.
You're housing a hog.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a hog now. You're like, I got to move. I think they get real big, like a potbelly pig.
They're allergic. I forget which one of the couple was allergic to
pigs,
dogs.
Oh, so they're like, let's go pigs.
Cats, let's go pigs.
Pigs are very smart.
Very Brooklyn thing to do.
I do like pigs.
The average size of a male potbelly pig is 110 pounds.
Yeah, they weren't potbelly. I don't know.
I guess
strike that from the record. I don't know what kind of pigs they were, but they had two pigs.
Maybe the mini pigs.
Could have been.
Yeah.
I don't know why I skipped right over
pigs?
It's tough because we don't know what kind of monkey we're dealing with here.
It's also true.
No,
there
are
several kinds. Like, there's the Ross monkey that you could get that's the smaller version.
Yeah, the outbreak monkey.
Same monkey.
Yeah, yeah.
But then Michael Jackson had a monkey who he had to get rid of because it's like, no, he's going to rip your face off.
He'll eat your face.
So the reason why they got out was literally monkey see, monkey do.
Okay, that clears things up. Okay, do we have a final one?
Last one. Would you rather see Dave Chappelle or Killer Mike? Why not both?
Oh, yes!
We got tickets in an hour.
Let's go!
1 hour from
Let's
now!
Let's go!
The biggest Jones and Keith fan. You got to be knowledgeable of the
That's
show.
That's a good prize.
Yeah, it's a great prize.
Maybe the best prize.
Go ahead and check the secondary market. Go ahead and check that out. It's free here. You're not going to find it cheaper than the Jones and Keefe show. So you can see both an hour from now. Just make sure you're somewhat familiar with the inner workings of this show. And if you are, you're going to have a chance to win tickets to see Dave Chappelle and Killer Mike at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway a week from today. Stay tuned. We also
Put
have
the pig right in the back. Put the pig in the passenger seat. Whatever. You know, don't drive with a pig in your lap.
No, please don't do that. It's not safe. We'll be joining or be joined by Justin Turpin. Turp from WEEI. We'll get back to the Celtics next.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.